What if you took 10 minutes a day and explored some more? Someone will say, "Hey, you know, I just manifested $5,000. I got me a new car. I just got married to the person who I've been wanting to be with 5 years." And often one of the first questions is, "What did you imagine? How did you do it?" They want to steal someone else's story. I'm going to encourage you to explore some more. I talk about clients. I talk about business. I get a lot of people wanting to find out about doing a business working from home. You know, freedom is nice. It used to be everybody wanted $1 million. Now they just want to have freedom. You know, do what I want, make a difference in the world, be somebody. Mr. 20, what should I imagine? I don't know. See, I don't know what you should imagine, but I can tell you what I do imagine. And there's a lesson here for you today, and it's massive. Ready? I imagine sitting in my Ames chair. I imagine, you know, what it feels like, a smile to type to you, to answer your emails. I imagine one sip of coffee, my coffee, while I hear the traffic go down Coringle Drive. This imaginal experience only takes a few seconds to form, and I can just sit in it for the longest time and enjoy it. I can let it sink into my bones. I notice there's four parts, right? I feel my butt in my Ames chair. I feel a smile while I reply to you, while I send you an email. I can taste the coffee, my coffee, not 7-Eleven coffee, on my lips, and I hear the traffic. And here's why that scene works for me. I used to be traffic. The first time in my life where I made decent money, I was traffic a lot. I was selling credit card processing. You know, when the chips came out in the US, when you just started tapping your card, I was the guy. I worked for the team that brought that out, that and electronic gift cards. And so when electronic gift cards and loyalty programs and the chips came out, I would spend 8 to 12 hours a day in my car. I had a Saturn. It was a nice car, but I sat in traffic a lot. I drank 7-Eleven coffee, and I had to put up with a boss, and I had to persuade people that would often look at me like I had three heads when I walked in the room, because they knew my job was to separate them from their money. See, that's what they thought. My job was to help them understand, you know what? You get 25% to 32% increase in sales when you take plastic using the latest technology. You build loyalty with customers whenever you have a loyalty kind of program. They start thinking of you, the top of mind. And this changed lives. But it also gave me something to move against, because when I moved to Australia, you know, I had some choices to make. I could get a job. I could sit in traffic. I could drink 7-Eleven coffee. I could have people look at me like I've got three heads when I walk through the room. But I imagine something that contrasts with all that, that takes just a moment. I imagine sitting in my Ames chair instead of the car seat. I imagine your emails instead of a boss and people that are like looking at me like I got three heads. All he wants is our money. No, all I want is your business to succeed. Right? We both win. Anywho, what's the other two bits? Right? My coffee, not 7-Eleven coffee. My coffee cup. Right? It tastes different. It feels different. And listening to traffic instead of being traffic. And it only takes a few seconds to feel into that and to rest there. Because that implies to me all kind of success. I'm home. I moved to Australia to spend time with her, not sit in traffic and come home and just say, "Here's the paycheck." Not a fan. So you can change your life in about 10 minutes a day. First thing I want you to do is to start feeling it real like we do. You'll know if you're doing it like we do because you won't have any interest in brainwave recordings in affirmations, in switch words, and all these tricks that make you feel good because you feel bad. You'll stop getting stuck in that feel good, feel bad. You'll stop getting stuck in that feel good, feel bad loop because you'll start noticing your awareness of being as God. If you get what we're sharing is different, if you can hear the sincerity and love in my voice, I invite you to go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. We've got the time-tested and proven Manifesting Mastery course there. We've got the cutting edge of my experience state stacking. We've got all kind of goodies there, but I want you to have a solid foundation. The podcasts, they're just me rambling. Whatever's on my mind, I share. Whatever I get emails about that gets on my mind, I make a podcast. I send it to the people that send me emails. I said, listen, let this give to you. Because I got the emails this morning. I get a couple every day. Mr. 2020, what's the scene I need to imagine? See, my scene, you get how personal it is and how simple it is and how, yeah, it acknowledges where I was and acknowledges where I choose to be. And I imagine the same scene every day today as well. This is my life. And I imagine before I get out of bed, your emails, my coffee, my chair, listening to traffic. And the more I do it, the stronger it is. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Dive deeper, soar higher. Now let us go into the silence. This is the secret scene that works every time. Notice how we included the coffee game? Snuck that in there. Just takes one sip of coffee while I'm replying to your emails, feeling that smile, feeling my Ames chair, and hearing the traffic up on Coringle Drive. You can play with this in so many ways. I invite you to dive deeper. I invite you to soar higher with us. Have a lovely day. Visit us at NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.